Blog Talk Radio
presents a Blog Radio Show.
Everything and how are you? Happy Wednesday, and thank you so much for listening to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and tonight we have a great guest as usual. We never fail. We never let you down. I can't wait to speak to him. I actually owe him an apology before I introduce him. I have to say sorry, Jim. I can't apologize enough for not calling you sooner. We didn't get a chance to chat before we went on. I'm so sorry. But folks, tonight, we've got with us the talented Jim Meskimen. He is a comedian, a voiceover actor, an artist as well. I didn't know that, Jim, an actor. And I hate to throw this around, Jim, but he's also Marion Ross's son, everybody's favorite mom from Happy Days. So without further ado, Mr. Jim Meskimen, thank you so much for joining me on Applause Radio Show. How are you, sir?
I'm really good. Thank you very much. You don't owe me an apology at all. It's all good.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Usually, I don't like to talk to the guests too much prior before because then we have nothing to talk about on the show. You know, but I was running late, and normally I like to at least say, hey, how are you today,
I'm doing fine. I hope you are, too.
Yes. Today was a pretty good day over here on the East Coast for us. You always have good days with the weather. We're finally breaking winter, I think. So it's been a beautiful thing. So, yeah.
That's great.
Yes, thank God. Thank God, because it's just been – everything just sucks, Jim, you know, lately. So if the weather sucks, too, it doesn't help. So with the weather breaking and the sun shining and the warmer weather, it kind of picks your attitude up a little bit. So
yeah.
Pardon me. Hold on. Let me clear myself.
Yeah.
There we go. I am so sorry. Well, Jim, again, I did want to talk to you beforehand and tell you what was going to go down. But anyway, your mom was actually on the show, and what a treat that was for me. I'm a huge fan, just like everyone else, and I was so thrilled to have her, specifically on Mother's Day. She was on last year, so thank you. Yeah, I have to thank you to tell her to thank me again for having her on for the show again. Thank you so much. And now I have to ask you, obviously, growing up with mom in the business, did you always want to be involved in the industry, or was art your main thing growing up?
Yeah, my mom was a terrific mom in that she raised me to be a very creative person. She encouraged my creativity. So, you know, I started off really as a visual artist. I liked drawing cartoons. I used to read Mad Magazine and try to draw like that. And I actually got work as a paying work as a cartoonist pretty early on in my life. But I also like to make movies. I like to make home Super 8 movies, cowboy movies and things when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Write funny scenes and plays and whenever, you know, at school I would write things and perform them. So I wasn't as driven as Marion, my mom, Marion Ross, was to be an actress or an actor. She was quite focused and quite ambitious and determined. I didn't have that kind of determination for quite a while. It took me to be in my 20s before I realized that was the path that I was really most interested in. But it was, you know, I consider myself super lucky to have Marion as my actual mom, because rather than my TV mom, because she fostered creativity in both me and my sister, and encouraged it, and didn't, you know, most parents, I think, fall back on, well, the kid wants to be an artist or a musician or an actor or a painter or something, and the parent goes, well, that's fine, you know, but you should probably have something to fall back on. And then, you know, the kid usually spends, you know, X amount of years in school on that fallback thing and never really pursues the art. So,
right, right. Well, you have so many talents that you could go in so many different directions too. So it's like, God, what, you must, your head must have been spinning. Like, what do I do? Which one do I pursue? You know. But yeah, your mom's beautiful. She really is, and she's everybody's mom. So I can definitely see her telling you to pursue what you want to do in life and just be yourself. So now, the impressions that you do. When did you start getting into impressions, and who was the first one you did?
Oh, well, I've been doing it all my life, and it's just sort of a natural reaction to entertainment that I see and people that I enjoy. I like to kind of be those people that I love. You know, like when I was a kid, people always ask me about the first impressions I did, and I think they were probably, you know, the Wizard of Oz characters, because I remember seeing that movie very early in my life and being really terrified of the flying monkeys, but loving Lord Lar and "If I Were King of the Forest" and Tin Man and the Scarecrow and even the Wizard, you know, they were all just very wonderful characters that I probably at age 4 or 5 tried to emulate, you know. And then, but I didn't really embrace it as a strong interest until, although I did it all my life, but I didn't like pursue it as a job until I was well along, really, in my career, and had already acted in a lot of things, because for me, it's like a natural part of the actor's toolkit is to be able to mimic other people. And I didn't focus on it so much because I didn't want to be the guy in Vegas with the room, you know, and doing 8 shows a week. That's not my path.
Right.
I like to do different things with it. I like to be experimental and creative with it. That's why I'm always putting stuff on my YouTube channel with impressions and experimenting and trying different voices and things.
Give us one of your cartoon voices. One of your most popular cartoon voices that you do. Not this is not an impression. This is your actual voiceover that you did in cartoons.
Are you asking me which one I did? That's
No,
I
mean,
I didn't get the first part of the
give me your most popular cartoon that was out that you were doing. I know you did Phineas and Ferb and those guys.
Yeah, I've done a lot of spots, a lot of guest spots on different shows and different kind of voices. Many times they're impressions, but I do the voice of Ultron for Marvel in a series called Marvel Avengers Assemble, and also a lot of video games too. So Ultron is a character that I wind up doing quite a lot.
Very nice. Very nice. Now, the acting bug, I mean, I have to ask you about this. I noticed this when they started rehashing the KFC commercials. For you guys out there who don't know, Jim is actually playing Colonel Sanders. Pardon me. I have a throat issue. Jim. I apologize. I'm having a rough night tonight.
I get it.
Jim is currently doing the Colonel Sanders commercial. So I remember when they were revamping, I'm like, why do they keep picking all these different people to play the role? What's up with that? I mean, you did it great. Don't get me wrong. I love your version, but why would they do so many different people?
Well, I have been doing the voice of Colonel Sanders. I haven't been the on-camera talent. But I've been the voice of Colonel Sanders now for about going on 6 years, and I'm going to start doing some more pretty soon. I can remember back when Colonel Harlan Sanders did his own commercials, and so I can remember that sound pretty well.
The reason they went to a variety and changing out a lot of different comedians mainly, but also, you know, country western singer Reba McEntire.
Yeah, everything.
Hamilton. Right. They, They started doing that, Wieden and Kennedy, the agency that was handling the advertising. They started doing it because they had hired one performer, and then he did a bunch of commercials. I forget which one, and then he didn't want to do it anymore, or they didn't, I don't know, something, they had a falling out or something, and they had to quickly replace him. And then I think they thought, well, maybe this is kind of cool, rather than kind of being a train wreck. Maybe the funny thing is that we are always changing out the colonel for another celebrity, and people get interested that way. And I think, actually, I think that was a pretty successful idea.
Yeah.
Norm MacDonald did it, Jim Gaffigan mm-hmm. did it, and I kind of lost track. I think Rob Lowe.
Yeah, I know. Well, like you said, Reber was the biggest shocker for me. But you know, in the beginning, to me, it seemed subtle. But now, like you said, it seems like it's being done purposely. Obviously, now because it went so well.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But,
no, they embraced the limitation of it. Yeah, I think it's pretty fun. Anyway, I enjoy the heck out of it.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of fun for me. And of course, it's, I try to bring a little bit of you know, some of that old world respectable legacy to the brand.
There you go. There you go. And do you like KFC? Do you eat a lot of it?
Every meal. Every meal. I never failed.
Every meal. We switched over to Popeyes. I'm sorry. We like Popeyes now. They like this chicken sandwich over at Popeyes. So now
well,
I got to bite Popeyes.
Let's change the subject. Let's
yeah, exactly.
The subject,
exactly. One of my shows that I do love watching, I haven't seen in quite some time, is Whose Line Is It Anyway? And I know you've done
right.
that as well. And
mm-hmm.
now your background for improvisation, any training, the groundlings, or just a natural thing?
No, it requires training. Even the most talented natural performer needs to learn how. It's a game, you know, like basketball. You need to learn how to operate as a team member.
Right.
So I trained in New York City with a woman named Tamara Wilcox, who had studied with Del Close, who's one of the great figures in improv from Chicago.
Mm.
And so I got really, I think, some really excellent training. I've been able to interact and work and create with a lot of different improv people from different schools because of the training I had, you know, and it's fun. My wife and I, we did lots and lots of shows in New York City when we lived there. We trained our daughter in how to do improv. And so it's a really fun thing to do as a family. And yeah, I had that opportunity. Whose Line came over from England. It was the British Whose Line show. And they came over from England to look for some talent. And found me and my friend Christopher Smith, and we did several episodes in back in 1994, I think it was. But anyway, they still run somewhere.
Yeah, I think instead of improv, they should call it impressive, because it really is impressive doing watching Whose Line Is It Anyway. It really is how that everybody comes up with everything like that, you know, just on the drop of a dime, and feeds off each other and works so well. Such a great show. It really is. Now, pardon me, I guess it really didn't hurt so bad that Mom worked with Ron Howard. I mean, you actually were in a couple of his films. You were in, the big one was Apollo 13. Well, they were all big ones, don't get me wrong. Apollo 13, you did Nixon. I mean, that didn't hurt, right, to know Ron Howard, right?
Didn't hurt at all. No, I met Ron Howard when we were both teenagers, actually. He's a little older than I am, but I met him on the set of Happy Days, and he was always really kind to me. I actually worked for him as a kind of an assistant on a film that he was doing. He called me a gaffer, but I really wasn't a gaffer. I was more like kind of a gopher. And, he was doing a 16 millimeter film that eventually he sold, and just before he worked for Roger Corman, which was a big change in his career. But and then I auditioned for him in 1989 for a film he was doing called The Paper, and he hired me to be in The Paper with Marissa Tomei, a very nice scene. And then I've been in five of his films, including The Grinch That Stole Christmas,
mm-hmm.
Frost Nixon, which you mentioned, Ed TV, and Apollo 13. Yeah, so.
Yeah, nice. Like I said,
it's always a pleasure to work.
Right, and it didn't hurt to know and to have mom know him, right? I mean, although you live on your talents, obviously, but you know, had mom not been in Happy Days, you probably never would have met Ron Howard, is what I'm saying. Yeah, that's all, and became friends at a young age. So, now, I'm sorry, I need my inhaler. I can't breathe today. What is going on? I'm so sorry. Tell us, I'm curious to know about the Big Door Prize. What is that about? That's your new, new series on Apple, right?
That's correct. It's a new series that's going to come out, I think, in October. It hasn't been announced officially, but it's a new series by a guy named David West Reed, who is one of the creators of Schitt's Creek. So it's a comedy. Stars Chris O'Dowd, and it's a really charming, funny show, and I am a recurring character in it. And it's about one of these fortune-telling machines, but a very high-tech fortune-telling machine that lands in a little town in a grocery store, just shows up, and people start finding out what their true destiny is in life, which creates a lot of chaos, and people start changing their whole lives, and I think it's going to be wonderfully funny, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what people think of it. And it's called The Big Door Prize. It has nothing to do with door prizes. It's not a game show, but it's a charming show that will, as I say, probably start premiering on Apple in October.
Cool. I look forward to it. And also, I got to see a little bit of the viral vignettes. I enjoyed that a lot. Is that ongoing, or is that only recorded during the pandemic, or is that still going?
No, I think we're done. We did a lot of those. The viral vignettes were these kind of short plays that we did on Zoom, organized by David Levin, who is out there on the East Coast and who I know from years ago. And he got together with a whole bunch of television actors that you would recognize and television writers during the pandemic, and managed to put together these things called viral vignettes. And they're really charming little short films. And I think right now they're crowdsourcing to get it made into a feature film to put them all together.
Wow.
It was a lot of fun to do. I shot mine we all had to kind of come up with our own locations and our own lighting and use our phones or whatever. And I had to play a guy who was kind of a off the grid kind of hoarder guy who really didn't appreciate getting called for the census. You know, had a lot of suspicions about how come the government is calling me up for census. You know, that's my it's my business.
Right.
So I chose my mother's. I shot it in my mother's garage because her garage is so full of stuff, and it really made it a hilarious background.
And where can people check that out?
I actually don't know. I don't think it's anywhere you can check it out right now, so I apologize.
No. Well, if it's going to be in a movie, that'd be great. I'd look forward to seeing that, too. And now Gaslit is another one. You got a lot going on here, hon. Tell us about Gaslit.
Yeah, I have a lot of stuff that I've done. Gaslit is a Watergate drama, basically. It's a limited series on Starz. And it's starring Julia Roberts, who also was one of the executive producers, and Sean Penn, and Dan Stevens, and a lot of other very talented people.
Great cast.
I got to play Senator Gurney, and I worked with both Julia and Sean Penn, which was a real pleasure. So that's premiering just in about 10 days or so, on the 24th. On Starz. So
cool.
I think it's a limited series. So I think there are eight episodes, and I'm in a couple of them, and I think it's going to be pretty exciting.
Is that a true story that has been expanded dramatically, or, you know, for entertainment basis, or no, it's all made up?
Oh, no, it's based on the true story of Martha Mitchell, who was John Mitchell's wife, and was quite vocal and hard to control, I guess. Spoke her mind during the Watergate era, which was, you know, not always appreciated. So Julia plays Martha Mitchell, and Sean Penn plays John Mitchell, under quite a bit of prosthetic makeup. If your listeners want to go to YouTube or wherever they go to find movie trailers, you can find the trailer for Gaslit, and it's I defy you to recognize Sean Penn just from his looks. It was an amazing makeup job.
Yeah, I didn't recognize him. You're right. I didn't recognize him in the trailer that I saw. And it looked good. That's what I didn't know if the truth was embellished a little bit for, you know, drama factor or entertainment factor.
Well, yeah.
I
can guarantee the truth has been embellished, but it's not like, it's not a departure from the truth story. I think they're trying to find the drama and find the interesting parts of it. But of course, I mean, it's on television. They're gonna dramatize it.
Right. No, I mean, the Titanic, the ship sank. We lost a lot of people, but Rose and Jack is bullshit story. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know, it's a real story, but it's
what?
Through Rose and Jack.
Don't
in
tell
there.
Me that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't tell me
that. I didn't know. What's the movie Common Senses? Is that from the viral vignette?
That's from the viral vignettes. That's the one with the hoarder.
Yeah, that's right. When I saw Common Consensus, and then you mentioned the guy, why is the census calling me? Yeah, there you go.
You definitely look
like one of those guys there in this picture I'm looking
thank
at.
Thank you. Yeah, I had my COVID mustache and and crazy hair from that time period. A lot of us men, we stopped shaving during that COVID time and wore our facial hair as a badge. I also have a show. There's a show called Hunters on HBO that's going to be launching season 2.
Oh.
And I'm in one of those episodes as well. That's the Nazi hunting show that Al Pacino stars in. And that's going to apparently be, I think, in August. I don't know. I'm starting to lose track of all this stuff. None of it's been officially announced, but it's all a lot of stuff landing this year. So
yeah,
it's a big year for stuff to come out. And I'm excited about it.
What was it like totally dead during COVID, and then all of a sudden all this came to you, all this stuff at once?
Well, different releases are on different schedules, so you can do them. I mean, it's very common for stars and people to do a movie and have it come out 2 years later. In my case, some of these things I worked on recently, some of them not so recently, but they all happen to be landing this year, which is fine. That's fine with me.
Right.
Actually,
that's
better,
right.
I think.
That's right. And are you working on something now? I mean, with everything coming out, you must be, you must have some fires in the oven now too. I'm so fire.
I have some
in fire.
In the oven.
I meant irons
I have
in fire.
I have a fire in my iron. My iron is on fire. Oh my
your
God.
Irons in the oven and your fire's on the. Oh my God! I am like all over the place today. You picked a bad night. Come on, I gotta have you back on when I can talk like a normal human being.
I'll be happy to come back on. As I say, I just finished work on the Big Door Prize. That's on Apple. And so now I'm gonna do a small part in a film about the first black NBA player, and that's very interesting, being directed by my friend Martin Gigi.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm doing more Colonel Sanders stuff all the time, and audio books and animation, and there's always a lot of stuff going on and popping around here. And then in the meantime, I'm always feeding my YouTube channel at Jimpressions. My Jimpressions YouTube channel and my TikTok. We just create a lot of content around here and experiment a lot. You know, I do the voice of George W. Bush sometimes. I like to pull that out.
That's
and,
a good one.
Regale people with it.
That
and,
sounds
and Colin
good.
Firth as well, the great British actor Colin Firth. I like to emulate as well as Patrick Stewart. You know, the great Patrick Stewart who plays Picard. It's a wonderful way to express yourself. So I'm always trying to find some sort of application for that particular personality.
Wow, sounds great, Jim. Do you do Trump? I hope you didn't ask that.
Well, it's not my specialty, but I usually leave that to other people. But, I do. Of course, I do. I don't want to say I'm the best, but, I kind of am. It doesn't matter. Not important.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Everything's the best, whatever. Not for you, for him. oh, man, I need my inhaler. That's what I need. Whew. Deep breaths, Joe, before we pass out here for no air. Now, when you were on America Got Talent, what was, America's Got Talent. What impressions did you do when you were on that show? When you were on there?
Off the top of my head, it's a while ago. It's 2013, so you're asking me to really recall some ancient history. But Jay Leno, for sure.
Yeah.
Jay Leno. I think I did Robert De Niro, if I'm not mistaken, if memory serves. I did Robert De Niro. I think I did George Clooney as well, the great actor George Clooney, the most handsome man in the world. Mm-hmm. And, I can't remember all of them. I did a bunch of my 90 seconds. I had to do quite a few impressions. It was the best part about it was being at Radio City, being in front of 6,000 people. And it was very thrilling to be doing it. And it was a lot of work, a lot of hassle, but in the end it was fun. And my mom was there and,
nice.
You know, it was an interesting experience for sure. I wouldn't recommend it for everybody. It's not for the faint of heart.
You know, it's funny you say that. I was going to say it. You did it for the experience alone was just you did it. You know, you did it, and you could say you did it. I did The Voice, and I didn't get on, but it's like, I wouldn't recommend it for anybody either. But I did it, and I can say I did it, and I'm done. I don't need to do it again, right? So, but definitely an experience that I'll never forget. That's for sure. But
I prefer scripted stuff. You know, the reality show stuff is not my favorite for sure.
Right, right. Now, Jim, where can people find out more about you? Do you have a website, or where they can see everything all in one place?
I do. JimMeskimen.com, you know, pretty easy to find if you Google me, or you can just look on YouTube, Jimpressions or Jim Meskimen. I like to share a lot of like tips for actors, and I do videos specifically for that. I also do a show where my wife and I, we talk about relationships and things and stuff that's going on in life, and we've been married almost, it'll be 35 years in May.
Congrats.
So, you know, we know a couple things. And I do a show even with my daughter, who's an aspiring actress and a voiceover talent like myself. And we do a little show together where we ask each other questions, you know, a father-daughter show. And so I'm always putting a lot of content on there. It's very easy to find me. And I always answer the comments. And, you know, I'd love to hear from people.
That's really cool that your daughter does it too. Any advice for any kids out there? Any advice for any kids out there other than your own, how to or should they pursue and how to pursue if they have a voiceover or impression talent? Well, any advice for those kids?
Getting ready to launch a whole online course about voiceovers.
No.
It's not launched yet, but keep an eye out for it. I have a lot, but just very quickly, get creative, you know. Think of something that amuses you or that you think is cool and figure out a way to record it and you know, record yourself a lot and listen to it as well. Don't just record it and not listen to it. Listen to it yourself and don't be too hard on yourself, but just sort of get used to the way you sound, your recorded voice sounds, because it's not the way it sounds to you when you just talk. It has a different, as you know this very well as a radio host, your voice sounds different when it's put through technology.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to get used to that. And so the more recording you do early on, the better you'll be able to manipulate your voice and change it and, you know, have fun with it.
I can't believe you're doing a course. That's great. Because I wanted to ask you to teach kids. I mean, with the internet now, like you said, you're on TikTok. Did you ever think you'd be on TikTok? I mean, of all social media, and it's TikTok is a great thing to be on, especially if you're young and wanting to get started, or even any age. And they love everybody on TikTok, you know. And it's just amazing what can be done nowadays via the internet. And back when we were kids, I mean, I don't know how old you are. I'm in my 50s, but when we were kids, if you wanted to be in this industry, you had to work hard and phone calls, letters, show up. Now it's just film yourself. You know, it's crazy, but it's great.
Yeah. No, I agree 100%. Well, there's a lot of opportunities for young people. And
right.
The great thing is that it's been so opened up, and you can do it if you have a phone.
you can begin to find opportunities.
Excellent. Well, when do you anticipate the course being available, or you don't know for sure?
Probably later this month, hopefully, or certainly by May. Yeah, soon. So you'll see it on advertised on social media, and I hope people will enjoy it. I've tried to share absolutely everything I know that's useful, and so if it's helpful, I've shared it. So I think there'll be a lot of value in it.
Absolutely. And Jim, if you want to reach out to me, I'm more than happy to let our listeners know that it's available when it is. If you want to, you can shoot me an email or call or whatever, or have Harlan give me the information. I'm more than happy to announce it here for you. But
thanks so much.
What a great conversation we had, and I apologize that you got me on an off night. I'm not myself tonight. I don't know why. I'm not myself. I thank you so much for hanging out with me tonight. It was a pleasure getting to know you, and you sound like you have a lot of fun and that you are a great guy to be around, the same as your mom, who is a beautiful human being. And you must drive people crazy with your hilarity, with your voices, and I mean, a lot of fun. When I say crazy, I mean fun, on the fun side.
Yeah. I try not to make people actually crazy. You know, there's enough of that. But thank you.
We don't need any more help getting crazy, right?
Well, folks, go check out. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Go check Jim out on YouTube, his Jimpressions, and also jimmeskimen.com. That's MESKIMEN.com. And look for his new projects coming out. We've got Hunters, which will, where is that? That's, where
that's
can I see Hunters again? HBO. And
that's
then you've got
HBO.
HBO. You're too funny. The Big Door Prize on Apple TV. That's coming out very, very soon. And also Gaslit. That's what, next week or next month? What did you say?
Yeah, the 24th, so about 11 days from now.
Yeah, I can't wait. And you know what? I have HBO now. They gave me a deal. So now because I don't get to watch much TV, and I got rid of HBO after Sopranos went off, because I really didn't watch anything on it. So once the Sopranos went off, I got rid of it. So, but now they gave it back to me for free. So I guess I have to start watching it. So I'm going to make sure I watch it on HBO now that I have HBO. How's that?
Okay, great. All right. Well, thanks so much.
Jim, thank you so much again. It's a pleasure. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Meskimen, thank you, sir. Have a good night. Take care. It was a pleasure speaking to you. Yes, take care. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Ooh, guys, I'm so sorry. I owe Jim an apology. I can't breathe. I don't know why. I've actually been having issues with that lately. Pains on the side of my, it's so hard to breathe that it hurts. But no, it's not COVID. I don't know what the hell it is, but I'm okay. but it's making me, I can't really catch my breath and, you know, trying to breathe and think at the same time, thinking, am I going to be able to speak to Jim and try and get some intelligent conversation out here while I'm trying to concentrate on breathing? Normally, we don't have to think about it. You know, it just happens. So I have to make sure it comes out. Anyway, again, check out Jim's upcoming projects. The Big Door Prize. I forgot to mention that. The Big Door Prize, Hunters, Gaslit, and the viral vignettes, pardon me. I saw the trailer for that. I don't think it's available to anybody, but I saw it. It looks really good, and if they put that into a movie, you would enjoy it. But these all sound great. They all sound great. His impressions are fabulous, too. I enjoyed those. I had to ask him about Colonel Sanders, because I remember when the first when I saw the first Colonel Sanders, I'm like, who is this? And I'm like, it didn't bother me too much. And then, not that it bothered me, but, you know, I noticed. And the second one came out, I said, that's not the same guy. And then when Norm MacDonald did, I said, that's Norm MacDonald. And then George Hammond, I'm like, that's George. I said, what the hell's going on? Why do you keep doing this? But he's right. It works. You know, it's got my attention. That's for sure. Everybody loves the Colonel. I mean, I prefer KFC. The kids all of a sudden, they like this Popeye sandwich. But anyway, I prefer KFC. Whew, I can't breathe. I can't breathe today. Pardon me. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed Mel Carter last week. I had a wonderful evening with him. I actually may close with that because I love that song. Mel was on. Mel Carter, Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, one of my favorite songs, and we had a really nice time. So tomorrow, the 14th, we've got composer Michael Whaling joining us, and he's got a new album coming out called Imaginary Trains, and he's going to be giving away two tickets to his two tickets. You're going to win two tickets to his online concert. So all you got to do is to call in and win. That's pretty cool. Now, listen, I don't ask you any questions. I don't want anything from you. I want to give to you. So, and Michael is kind enough to give away two tickets. So that's fabulous. So, and on the 18th, we've got author, award-winning publicist, Eileen Shapiro. She's a PR guru. We're going to talk to her. We're going to hang out. Pardon me. And we're going to have a good time. And on the 20th, we've got guitarist Rick Ventura from Riot Act. That's going to be pretty cool. They've got a new album out. We're going to play some rock. Yeah, some rock and roll. Rock and roll never dies. And then on the 21st, we've got Kimberly Allen. She works with WeTV. She's currently writing on the new series that's on WeTV. I think it's called American Family. I forgot to write it down. I know I said last show I would write it down, so I had it with me, but I don't. Then we've got Deuce Martinez on the 22nd. Deuce, the Deuce Man. He's the he's a DJ. He's a CEO at D-Wild Music, and he's also a promoter. And he actually put on the 90s dance party over at NJ Pack. Was it last month? Yeah. And so we're going to have him on. We're going to talk to him and see what he's up to. But today, we actually booked. I'm excited. I'm a big fan. I've been trying to get either Kathy Coleman or Wesley Ure on for quite some time. And finally was able to touch base with Wesley today. And for those of you who don't know Wesley played Will Marshall on Land of the Lost. And if anybody knows me, they know that where I was every Saturday morning was glued to that TV. You couldn't get me up during the week to go to school, but on Saturday morning, I was up at the crack of dawn, got myself set, sat in front of that TV, and didn't leave till 1:32, maybe, I guess, when they started putting more shows on later in the day. Because then it was Bandstand. After that, you got, when you grew up a little bit, you started watching Bandstand, and that was great. And so I'm excited to have Wesley on, and I had the biggest crush on him when I was watching the show. He was so cute. So after I spoke to him, the only thing I had in my head was, Marshall, Will, and Holly, on a routine expedition. So the song has been in my head. That and Salisa Taka. It was a great show. You know, and so I'm excited to have him on. And again, thank you again to Jim Meskimen. Thank you so much for hanging out with me tonight. I wish you all the luck with your projects. I'm sure they're going to do great. They all sound like great movies and series that are coming out. And So, like I said, I don't get to watch much TV, but now that I have free HBO, I may probably catch that on HBO. So, but I hope everybody is having a good week. Again, on the East Coast, it's getting warm, not warm, as some people may think. Warm for us is 40, 50. So to us, this is like a heat wave. So, I'm very thrilled. Studio door wide open today. Put the screen door in. It was so nice. And the king, the dog, is loving it. He's been outside and basking in the sun. He's usually my coworker, my partner here when I work during the day. He usually stays with me all day. And he used to be in the studio with us. And I wanted him to be my little mascot. But he snores so loud that I couldn't have him in here anymore, because I used to have to say, we're not boring if the dog's snoring or whatever. So, I mean, he snores so loud. So, I mean, he sleeps good. I wish I was him. Believe me. He lives, this dog has a life. What, I mean, when I say king, this dog is a king. The king, the prince, the you name it. He rules this house. And we love him to death. He reminds me of a live stuffed animal. And I that's the best way to explain it. He's so smart, yet he could be so much smarter if he wasn't kicked around and abused before I got him. And I see it in him that he could have been a contender, you know? He could have been a contender. But anyway, I joke. But no, he really is a smart puppy, but you know, he's been banged around a lot, so he's has some confusing days where he doesn't know who loves him or not. But you know, he's come a long way, baby. He's come a long way. So very happy for Jesse. He's a good boy. He's doing great. And so anyway, it is Wednesday. Oh, we got the. I'm not on this weekend, right? Oh, by the way, I didn't mention the date. Wesley Year will be on April 23rd, 9 p.m. Eastern. We should have the calendar updated, I guess, in a day or two. I have to send it over. I'll be doing that tonight. So we'll have Wesley added to the calendar before the weekend, I would guess. Oh, wow, there's a lot going on. You've got Good Friday. Any Friday is a Good Friday. You got Easter. Happy Easter, everybody. When did Passover? Wasn't Passover? Is that now? I'm sorry, I don't celebrate Passover. I believe it is, the 15th. I'm Good Friday. I'm Good Friday. So we got Good Friday, Passover, Easter, then Earth Day, if you celebrate that. What else you got? The Orthodox Easter. Oh, and don't forget your administrative professional. It's Administrative Professionals Day on the 27th. And don't forget 420 for those who celebrate that. And and Ramadan was also this month. Wow, what a lot of stuff in April. A lot of holidays for folks. Ooh, and then next month we got Memorial Day and Mother's Day. Cool. Next month, here we go. The fun starts now. The gorgeous weather, the summer, here we go. Happy. Yes. Get your happy on, folks. Find your happy and make it happen. So, again, everybody, have a great rest of the week. Have a great holiday. Happy Easter. Happy Passover. Happy, whatever you do. Okay? Have a happy. And whatever you celebrate, happy. And we'll see you guys back on tomorrow. I'm thinking I'm not going to see you until next week. We'll see you tomorrow with Michael Whalen. My God, Joe, I don't know who's sitting here tonight. I don't think it's me. But anyway, Michael Whalen tomorrow night. Thank you again, Jim Meskimen. Go to Jim Pressions on YouTube to see his impressions and his comedy. And also, he's got a website, jimmeskimen.com. And we will see you guys tomorrow. And I'm going to close out with my new boyfriend, because I have boyfriends every time they come on. My new boyfriend, Mr. Mel Carter. Take care, everybody. Have a great night, and we will see you. And if you don't tune in, have a happy, whatever it is. Take care. Bye-bye.
sensible with your new love. Don't be fooled thinking this is the last you'll find. But they never stood in the dark with you, love.